AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Okay. We are going to be talking about the Oroville Dam in a second with our own very own Chris Street. Major article out that is going to explain a few things that are happening. And also, gosh, I think that about cover the whole time that we have in the hour. We have a lot of things that we're covering, though, of course, and certainly the president's going off to Korea. I think he's in the air. No, he's going to be in the air in an hour or so, off to North Korea, but actually North Vietnam. Well, it used to be North Vietnam. Now it's just Vietnam, Hanoi. He's going to be sitting down with the dear leader of North Korea to end perhaps the longest war that the United States has been engaged in, the Korean War, could come to a close, which is good. And also nuclear disarmament, all the other things we're going to be talking about. And we have so many other things, the Oscars, all this other stuff we're going to be mentioning as well. We are certainly talking about socialism, the rise of what's happening down in Venezuela. We hear that there's 4 deaths now, and that death toll will certainly rise. But with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, I just want to tell you, a great article that's appearing in American Thinker right now about the high-speed rail in California and Jerry Brown's legacy of radical environmentalism, which has really kind of, I think, turned the whole globe on end. What say you about Jerry Brown now?
Well, Paul, you got to put in perspective that Jerry Brown is perhaps the most artistic financial manipulator in the history of the planet. You know, this is a guy that came in with, when he entered office in 2010, there was a $6 billion current deficit, which was expected to go to $19 billion the next year and be over $20 billion for, the following 5 years. And that was from the Legislative Analyst Office, which is nonpartisan. And Jerry Brown supposedly leaves office with a $21 billion surplus. So, send out the parade, right? Send out the balloons.
Yeah, right.
And as part of the process, Brown gets all this kudos for, his willing to do tax increases and spending cuts to dig out of this really severe budget crisis. And, good old Gavin Newsom, Mr. Pretty Hair, campaigns as a 51-year-old guy, that he is the protege of 80-year-old Jerry Brown. And the only difference is that Newsom wants to not be a voice of moderation, but rather would like to have universal kindergarten and single-payer health care for an extra, $200 billion between friends. And Newsom enters the governorship, and unbeknownst to him, all of these scandals are beginning to boil.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you
think? You know, Jerry, we all should give Jerry a hand for being the premier. You know, my article is, you know, California Governor Newsom inherits the steaming load of scandal.
Yeah. Nice
because
title.
That's really what it is. Now, some of you know, the problems that, you know, Newsom canceled 73% of the train. But what's not well known is days after his election, the California auditor came out with a scorching 80-page report about potential fraud, misuse of funds, manipulating of contracts, promising false promises and such like that, all of which the title of the article was flawed decision making and poor contract managers have contributed to billions in cost overruns and delays in the California high-speed rail system construction. Now, those are pretty words for fraud and abuse, right?
That sounds like it to me.
The auditor found that there were $2.2 billion in cost overruns, despite the agencies, and I quote, being aware of the risks associated with the layout of the 500-mile system. She highlighted the terms of the California high-speed rail's $3.5 billion federal grant. Now, this was November, remember, that if they didn't complete the system by 2022, and I quote, missing the deadline could expose the state to the risk of having to pay back as much as $3 billion in federal funds. You know, now Newsom acts shocked when, you know, the day after he gives his announcement that he's going to, you know, shrink the system, the Federal Railroad Administration says they're going to withhold the last $932 million and wants their $2.5 billion back plus interest, Paul. Now, remember, this goes back to 2010, and we all know what happens with compound interest.
Well, what is the total bill going to be? With the interest, do we have a number?
My guess is it's closer to $4
billion. Okay. So there's – and again, if Newsom says he's not going to pay it back, he's going to be in violation of the law, isn't he?
That's right. But now that's a good start, okay? There's other fun and games here in California.
Right.
You start at the start of your broadcast, you mentioned the word – Oroville Dam.
Right.
That's sort of like, you know, talking about an IED.
I would agree.
This is a situation that was clearly known to all parties. There have been lots of, you know, technical analysis that they should have, would have, could have. But just like the good old fashioned, American legal system, there are new lawsuits out there by female members of the Department of Water Resources about derogatory treatment. Don't you like that term, derogatory treatment?
Oh, boy. Oh,
and
boy.
Quoting from the lawsuit, and this is what gets explosive, officials of the Oroville Dam stole equipment, cooked financial books to conceal wrongdoing, destroyed evidence, fostered a toxic sexual and racial harassment that included slurs and nooses hung where a black worker would find them.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is like real nooses where a black worker could find them business, which is like not like we saw in Chicago, huh?
No, not like Juicy. I mean, the sad part is that, you know, Juicy is this user that would, you know, probably leverage the death of his mother or something for his own personal benefit. But you know, one of the excerpts in the lawsuit is a affidavits by plaintiff experts, UC Davis sociologist Kimberly Shulman and Cal State Sacramento management professor Amy Mickel that contend the state is liable for the toxic workplace culture, which could have factored into the spillway failure.
Ah, well, that might confirm some of the calls that I got from the people at the dam that night when the failure was really starting to heat up. Anyway, we're talking to Chris Street. When we come back, we're going to talk about, wow, it's a whole new day for Gavin Newsom and the socialist in California. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, we're not going to burn down the house, but we're going to flood the field. The Oroville Dam again. Rainy season. Dam is filling up quickly. Going to get to about that 813-foot level. The spillway will be sealed, they say. I wonder if they're going to cause it to overtop, because they don't want to disturb the fisheries downstream, right? Anyway, just some things that were going on 2 years ago around this time. Anyway, with us is Chris Street. He's got a fabulous article out about the high-speed rail. And Gavin Newsom talking about he's not going to pay Donald Trump back the money. Anyway, Chris, this is not going to end well for Gavin Newsom.
Well, the funny part is that it's probably going to end the way that New California wants it to end. I mean, all of the silly convention over the weekend where you basically had the money and the media people backing who eventually won Jessica Patterson. Seems like a nice enough lady, but no energy in the field. The California Republican Party continues to do airball things and elect people to run the place that nobody knows, somehow thinking that if you do the same thing over and over again, you'll get different results. Isn't that called insanity, Paul?
Oh, sure. I know. And they're pretty insane people. In fact, we had some people that were there as New Californians just representing, and they were booed roundly by the Republicans. It's really, and of course, they're not saying anything. I mean, they're just, you know, being there.
Just being nice, right? Just being nice.
Just being nice, nice people. And of course, the so-called Republicans, whatever, I call them the part of the mono-party system, those guys started yelling at our people. And it really wasn't, I don't think, a classy act. And of course, they're classless people that run that Republican Party. And of course, you had Travis Allen and Steve Frank that were the top contenders. And all of a sudden, boom, they bring in Jessica Patterson, the bow tie, and Jim Brulte, who run the whole show. It is totally a fix. The fix is in. And obviously, she is, she was the ringer. They didn't want those two guys in. And, of course, Travis Allen represents Donald Trump. That's the other factor.
I mean, it would, interestingly enough, if you look at the current Gallup polls on satisfaction with the direction for America standing in the world, it's at 58%. That's the highest level since 2003, since the Gulf War. I mean, you may not like Trump, what he says, but what he does, America likes. Now, the same poll says, foreign leaders do not respect Donald Trump. I would rather be feared than respected. There are a lot of respected people. You could say Jimmy Carter is a respected person, but he's a joke as a human being.
Yeah. So let's climb back into the – I don't know. We could probably stay on this subject and we'll maybe come back to it later.
Let's move on to the real game, Paul, because the real game here, and that's what the focus of my article is, the problem that Californians, Democrats now face is the girl that brung them is the problem. What Jerry Brown did to essentially win – support and build this reputation was come up with some, what now are, are risk being called silly, theories of environmentalism that we're not going to have a drought for the next 500 years. So there's no reason to spend any money on infrastructure, right? We can pull that money and reprogram it. Don't you know that word reprogramming?
Yeah, right. How's that work out for everybody, the reprogramming?
Well, no, it didn't. 188,000 people had to be evacuated, in the middle of night in an emergency. That didn't really seem to work out. And the dam, they almost lost the dam. I mean, anybody you talk to say, they were within an hour of losing the dam. A little bit worse, and that would have been that. I mean, nature is a you take a look at the Grand Canyon, water is really an effective messaging system.
Yeah, it really is. It flows very quickly.
And so the same thing that, what has given Brown his reputation, this sort of sense of moderation, he built up this surplus and all that. It's all vaporware. In technology, we call people come up with these theories and it's going to have this greatest thing. And you got to invest in my venture capital idea and it's a brand new company and it's going to change the world. And then there's nothing there. We call that vaporware. That's exactly what Jerry Brown was selling. Because if you take a look at the American Society of Civil Engineers, for the last 3 years in a row, they have awarded California their worst state in the nation for infrastructure maintenance and improvement. As the most populous state in the nation, California ranks 49th in infrastructure spending on a per capita basis. And the Society of Civil Engineers estimates the deficit for dams, waterways, flood control, roads, bridges, seaports, and tunnels exceeds $65 billion. Babillion, Paul.
With a B.
Yeah. And this whole thing is metastasizing on top of itself. You know, is it the high-speed train that they got the $2.5 billion to the federal government? You don't really believe that was spent on any rail tracks.
No.
There's also around, there's literally 150 feet of track built, you know, since this thing was passed in 2008. And that was only built, you know, as a show and tell. How much of that money got squandered off to your friends? How much of that money got squandered off to, you know, to take care of infrastructure spending that should have been already taken care of?
Well, you know, this is this is the what's happened here, and let me explain this to the audience. Is this game of getting federal dollars in particular, and I think Chris, you brought out that we're a donor state. We pay, you know, for every dollar that we get in, we pay a lot of dollars, but for the dollars that come back $1.47.
Paul, yeah, be careful when you say we're a donor state.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're not really. You hear that all the time. People say that. The reality check is we get $1.47 back in return. That's a taker state, and we're a taker state because the socialists that have been in charge of the state for the last 30 years have driven us into bankruptcy. Literally, we're bankrupt right now as a state, and this is the thing that's, of course, playing out so badly for everybody, is that what we have is a situation that's going into full swing, so to speak. Full swing, so to speak, to destroy the United States ultimately, unless it's not stopped. But California is running out of other people's money right now, and that's why it's so imperative that, well, you'll see Donald Trump hold back, make good on this commitment that this $3 billion, which will, with interest will be more like $4 billion, as Chris has said, will be taken out one way or another. Either they're going to give it back. If they don't give it back, they're breaking the law. That's pretty clear, I think, by your article. I wanted to talk about that in a second. But the notion is that they won't just give them any money. Like they're holding back Paul, $9 billion now.
Paul, it's not that they're breaking the law to give it back. They don't. California doesn't have to give it back. Trump has every right to intercept payments and put them in some kind of escrow account pending resolution of the process. You know, an escrow account for somebody like California, who's not just functionally insolvent, is actually cash flow insolvent, is a crisis of monumental proportions. You know, we started talking about Oroville Dam. I want you to know that, you know, this is not a, you know, record year for snow and rain. It's a good one. It could be a record year. But you've got Don Pedro Reservoir at 117%. Yeah. You've got Lake McClure at 130%, and New Maloney's Lake at 137%, San Luis Reservoir at 114%. I mean, these things are tippy-toppy, as AOC would say, and you got a storm coming on Thursday and Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge storm, actually.
Can you feel the love?
Yeah, we can feel the love, that's for sure. Anyway, Chris, I know you got to run, and thanks for being with us. I know you got to run for time, and tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Well, I'm always on American Thinker every day, every other day, but you can see me at the statewide convention for New California. Paul, that's in the end of May, is that correct?
Middle of May.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to give a major presentation on why financially old California is done and New California is about to become the latest state.
Awesome. Well, listen, Chris, thanks a lot. And I know you got to run for time, and we'll be watching for you. Anyway, Chris Street with us here. We're going to get into the commercials. Hang on.
266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so the Oroville Dam situation is cropping up, and its ugly head is rearing. It's going to be a story that we're going to be covering here on Agenda 21 Radio for quite some time in the future. Unfortunately, it's back, as they say. And unfortunately, that is just the way it has to be. What could possibly go wrong in the Oroville Dam situation? Let me kind of spell it out for you, because I think that this is something that you might want to check out. If the Oroville Dam was to go down, there would probably be the death of a million people right up front. That is exactly what we have been saying to people. That it almost happened. Almost took my life out. Yeah, I was here in the studio like I'm doing right now because I couldn't get out. I was trapped. There was too much traffic. You couldn't go anywhere. So just, the loss of a million people right up front, flooding all the way down into Sacramento area, it would wipe out the food that's produced in this area, which, by the way, just so happens to be the single largest place on the planet to grow rice. Can you imagine how long the famines would last throughout the world? Year, 2 years? But how many people would be dead, of course, as a result of that? In the millions? Probably. Starvation would set in, the cruelest of all, right? That's what would happen. Anyway, we got this story. Beleaguered, this is a story from San Francisco. Beleaguered California Republicans vote Jessica Patterson new party chair. And, of course, this is long predicted. We knew that this would happen. Again, the California Republican Party is a dead party. It's a monoparty system. They've rolled over. It's, in my opinion, it'll never come back in California. No matter who it is, it'll come back as a Republican Party of some sort. But what are we going to get from it? What are the progressive plans for it? Shocking. Progressive? Yeah. So, and I'm not the party person that they selected is just part of the pawn system, in my opinion. This is, and they're blaming it all on angry white men, of course. That's, they're trying to shun, get rid of that image of angry white men in the Republican Party. Because we all know that angry white men, like Donald Trump, right? Right. Because they never supported Donald Trump. You know that. You know the Republican Party in California never supported Donald Trump. See, that's why, and now they're trying to come up with a different message. Oh, it's angry white men like Donald Trump. Yet the leadership, Jim Brulte, who's no longer the president, thank God he's gone, and Charles Munger Jr., another one, both socialists. They're socialists. They're just as bad as any socialist communist around, in my opinion, these guys, because they drove deliberately the system that we have today. They're the ones responsible for this system that we have today because they've destroyed the one party, leaving only one party in existence, a monoparty, and it was deliberately done by them. I blame them more probably than anybody else for what they've done. And they hate the president, absolutely detest President Trump. Let's be very clear. So they bring in their ringer. The two people that were running, that originally were running, Steve Frank, who's a writer and he's been a political gadfly in the Republican system and always, you know, conservative in nature. And, of course, that is where they manipulated the system. This is the party that brought you Neil Kashkari to run against Jerry Brown throughout the conservative, Tim Donnelly. And this is also the one that brought you John Cox, the ringer, literally, the ringer from Chicago as a candidate to run against Gavin Newsom. And we said in all cases, Brown will win, Newsom will win. I mean, it's a joke, and it was a joke, and it brought you the 2018 election. The dialogue that's going on now, they're trying to make it, the Republican Party this. Now, I'm going to read you something. This is coming from, I think we have enough time, to show you how the spin has been working. Now, I have not completely read the article, but I got the sense for this, that this is what they're trying to say. Now, this is coming out of KPIX Channel 5 in San Francisco. The beleaguered California Republicans, beleaguered, of course, vote Jessica Patterson new party chair. Now, I'm not trying to disparage Jessica Patterson, who just won this. That's not what I'm saying. But the manipulation to get her here, sorry, girlfriend, you didn't win it fair and square. You were placed here by these leaders to pander to racism. That's really what it is. That's what, and you're not a racist, girlfriend. I don't believe that at all, but they are. Anyway, so this is as the article goes on. Hurting California Republicans chose a party leader Sunday to lead them forward after their party suffered stinging defeats in 2018, rejecting two candidates backed by activists who favored a stronger embrace of President Donald Trump. Okay, now just that line right there, let's talk about voter fraud. Let's talk about how the monoparty system made it legal to do illegal voting. Let's talk about vote harvesting, which destroyed the Republicans in the House. We lost 7 in the House. And then also what happened in Orange County and all the assembly seats. There's very few Republicans, guys, in the legislature of California. I hate to break it to you. Of 120 legislators, let's see, there's probably, of the 120, I think there's 199 are Democrats. Wow. And see, I'm just lumping them all together as the legislature. There's no two parties. There's no bicameralism going on in California's legislature. The House and Senate, they're blended as one. your senators represent people just like the assembly. It's called the assembly. The House in California is called the assembly. The assembly and Senate are blended as one. They represent people. They don't represent, like the senators don't represent their counties. Oh, no, you got one senator who represents 12 counties? What? You see what I'm saying? So they represent people. They're divided up by population. That's why there's urban versus rural in California, plain and simple. So now they say this thing. Listen to this. The hurting California Republicans chose a party leader Sunday to lead them forward after their party suffered a stinging defeats. Stinging defeats helped by the corrupt system. The voting fraud was all over the place. It was ubiquitous. The California Republican Party's delegates had to decide. What, they had delegates? Did they have people really voting? Or how about the proxy votes? Let's count the proxy votes. Hello? And again, the corruption inside the Republican Party is absolutely replete. The proxy voting that goes on, the buying and selling of proxy votes, hello? It's corrupt as a joke. I meant that. It's corrupt as a joke. It said the California Republican Party delegates had to decide where the party would go next with its leadership. And a majority of about 1,200 delegates, a majority, chose Jessica Patterson, who previously headed a Republican candidate recruitment and training program. That's a qualifier. That's a qualifier. Trump's election fueled what was already a downward slide for California's Republicans. Get this? Trump's election fueled. No, it didn't. It was the Republican Party itself that fueled the downward spiral. The Republicans, who have not won a statewide office since 2006 and rank as third party status in voter registration behind Democrats and independents. That's because everybody jumped out of the Republican Party because they saw the corruption. By the way, who's been in charge since 2006? Oh, Brulte and the bow tie, they call him. Charles Munger Jr. Hello. You connect the dots, and they're just now giving it up. They're to blame. Not Donald. Donald Trump didn't run for president in 2006. Or 8. Or 10. Or 12. You get my drift. Stay with us. More to come here on the agenda. I'm fired up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Republicans made history today, electing their first ever chairwoman to lead the party out of this disastrous midterm elections and into 2020. KPIX 5 political reporter Melissa Kane introduces us to Jessica Milan Patterson.
Today is not about me. Tomorrow is not about me. Tomorrow is about us.
Jessica Milan Patterson is now the first woman elected to lead the Republican Party in California. She's 38 years old, a Latina, a mother of two, and a longtime organizer for the party. It's a bold move for Republicans, still smarting from losses in the November 2018 election. As one party leader, Harmeet Dhillon, put it,
Jessica Patterson is the face of the future of California Republicans.
Choosing Patterson also meant rejecting the other two candidates, vocal Trump supporters Travis Allen and Steve Frank. A Patterson doesn't talk too much about President Trump. Her message is unity, bringing people together to fight against what she calls the enemy, Democrats.
We will all be together, one team, every one of us, working towards beating Democrats.
Today, Patterson promised a Republican comeback. A former Assembly Speaker Willie Brown says more Republicans at the state capitol would be a good thing. Right now, there are so many Democrats, and they all want favors from the governor.
60 Democrats in the House, the lower house, 29 Democrats in the state Senate. You can't feed that many mouths in terms of all the things that needs to happen. Believe me, Newsom has got to get control of the operation, and you need a quality Republican group.
And come on. You got to be kidding me. So what they're doing, this girl's Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez Republican is what she is. The fix is more in now than ever before. She's an organizer. Really? What has she ever done? I don't know. Nothing. And the Trump people are out. No Trump for you in California. No Trump for you. It's all over again. They're remaking the California. See, this is why you need new California. Get rid of this nonsense. Willie Brown is sticking up for the California Republican Party? Shocking. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? I am. Willie Brown. Well, you youngers don't know who Willie Brown is. Good God. I mean, Willie Brown was Kamala Harris's lover. He's coming out all of a sudden because Kamala Harris is out, right? Kamala's got a lot of problems, though. There's a lot of stuff coming up about Kamala Harris, I might add. So, listen, this is the way you look at it. California Republican Party, bad. Democrat Party, worse. But both are at least bad. there are some good Republicans left. Not many. Because, you know, a lot of the Republicans have long said that they're in the system now. They've rolled over. Well, you got to go along to get along, right? So they become part of the monoparty system. So what you get here now, the ruse has to, you have to have the ruse to show that they have a Republican form of government. And you see, now New California comes along and raises the issue, doesn't it? New California comes along and sits out there and reads 56 grievances. Tomorrow will be number 57. And we're telling the President of the United States, and he knows we sent them the letters to say we do not have a Republican form of government. And this, guess what, is the evidence of it. When you have Willie Brown coming out and saying, we need a Republican form of government. Yeah, we need the Republicans back. Come back. We've so decimated the Republicans and the current crop of Republicans. The leader of the Republican Party, again, hates Trump. The two other guys who were going head-to-head until all of a sudden Jessica Patterson pops up. The new Republican Ocasio-Cortez is what she is. She looks like her. She talks like her. She sounds like her. So now we've got our own Cortez on the West Coast. And at the root of her is socialism. The same theme. Willie Brown's a socialist. Patterson is a socialist. Ocasio-Cortez, a socialist. Right? Oh, yeah, real socialist. And it's unity. Unity. We want unity. Really? We want unity. How are you going to get unity when the whole Republican Party is now shattered again in California, as it should be? You know, I have no sympathy for the Republicans in California. No, none at all. The fix has been in. It's been predictable, this fix, in the way that they've done business. It has been predictable for years. And they don't see it yet. They don't. I think Willie Brown sees it. Willie Brown probably listens to Agenda 21 Radio. He's a smart man. He knows what I'm saying. He knows what's out there. You have a monoparty dictatorship, Willie, and you know it. And you're in trouble. They're all in trouble. These people are all in trouble because they know there's going to be a new state form called New California. That is what they know. They're clamoring. And then they run this chick, Patterson, who hates Trump. And oh, Kevin McCarthy likes her. Really? I bet he does. And why would Kevin McCarthy want somebody as a California leader of the Republican Party who hates Trump? She's backed by all the Trump haters. You have to look at that and say, maybe she hates him too, right? And she didn't mention Trump at all. No, you can't mention Trump in California? BS. Who you shouldn't be mentioning, of course, is Willie Brown. But now he's rearing his ugly head in support of a Republican Party. Give me a break. They're desperate. They're desperate to maintain the ruse because they've lost control. Not only are they desperate in the money category, but they're desperate in the morality category. The lying, the deceitfulness, the charade is over. They're caught. The electoral system in California is a fraud. The financial system in California is a fraud. The political system is a fraud. It's a hoax. You see, when you're dictators, you don't need no political parties. This whole notion about having a Republican form of government. Oh, no, we can't have that. We have to have a monoparty system. We have to have a democracy, after all. Right? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. To visit newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It's kind of interesting. I'm reading this story here that they have coming out of Channel 5. And it's kind of interesting how this whole thing is going to play out for the Republican Party. And once again, you know, the usual suspects are here to try and rebuild the Republican Party because they have lost the initiative as a two-party system here in California, or a Republican form of government doesn't exist. And that's the case of New California. We are pointing that out. Let it be known, we are pointing out the fact that there is the exemplar is here. There's more ample evidence for the president to act in California. Yeah, the president will, he's going to have to. I mean, what's going to happen financially? Is there a Willie Brown to bail him out financially? Is there a Jessica Patterson to bail out California financially? Don't think so. Don't think so. She says she supports Trump? Really? Doubt it. Her position is unity? Really? Doubt it. That's just my play on it right now. But change my mind, but she sounds, talks a lot like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's see what really happens here. To someone with no experience, right? Really no political experience other than training and minor little things. So California Republicans turn to the race card. Get rid of the white men. Bring in the Latina. That way you get a twofer. See, she's a female. You get the female and you get the Latina thing. The racism being displayed by these bigots is amazing. But you know what? Over the last several years, the California Republican Party has been a dismal failure. because of the same people that put this young lady, who probably doesn't deserve to be criticized so much, in a bad spot. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And of course, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.